During Tuesday night's gubernatorial debate, Green Party nominee Jim Lindahl said the state is leaving millions of dollars on the table by not aggressively trying to collect the tax.
We're losing a lot of tax funds because of sales taxes that are not paid for products that we buy here but are from mail order or internet companies. We need auditors to go around to these companies around the country to make sure they pay their fair share of the sales tax that is owed to Arkansas. We've lost millions of dollars in this way.
Arkansas's Assistant Revenue Commissioner John Tice says state law requires the collection of a use tax, the equivalent of a sales tax, on all purchases, including those from out-of-state businesses. The only problem is that federal law prevents Arkansas from going after businesses like Amazon.
Decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court interpreting the Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution have said to the states that states, you may not require a remote seller to collect use tax on its sales into your state unless that seller has a physical presence with your state.
Tice says major retailers based in other states are reluctant to share the names of Arkansas customers who owe use taxes on internet purchases.
A company like Amazon would not allow auditors in, and we could not mandate that Amazon do that. We would have to sue Amazon in the courts in Washington State, and the chances of getting an order requiring Amazon to open their books is very slim.
Not only is state government missing out on taxes from internet and catalog sales, but Tice says Arkansas retailers are also victims.
There's a certain degree of unfairness to a local business that has to collect sales tax because it's physically located here, having to compete with an internet or mail order merchant outside the state who doesn't have to collect tax because they have no physical presence.
Tice says it will take action from Congress to change the law and let states require internet businesses to begin collecting tax on purchases. But there are some companies already doing so voluntarily.
We have about 1,200 remote sellers who are voluntarily collecting our use tax. They don't have to, but they have voluntarily done so, and we collect approximately $7.5 million each year, combined state and local tax from those voluntary sellers.
As for Arkansas buyers, Tice says they can keep track of purchases from out-of-state businesses and remit the taxes they owe each year.
Arkansas has a line on the income tax return so that folks who buy items from a remote seller and the remote seller did not collect tax, then that individual can report the use tax due on their income tax return.
Tice says the state does not keep track of how much is collected each year from those uber-honest Arkansans, but he says it's clear the state is doing everything it can under current law to collect the millions in tax dollars owed for purchases from online and catalog retailers. For FM 89 News, I'm Ron Breeding.